Trump opens Yet Demo Center in Chicago. German laser and machine tool maker Trump has opened a new Industry 4.0 showroom in Chicago, Illinois. Rather than a typical showroom that showcases a few pieces of equipment or prototypes, the company wanted to show customers the big picture of an IoT-connected industrial process. To this end, the company built a $15 million facility that houses $15 million of equipment. The factory intelligently connects an entire sheet metal process chain, from the initial order for a sheet metal component to its design, manufacture and delivery. The company selected Chicago for this project because of concerns about U.S. politics. Despite being an established manufacturer in America since 1969, with four locations and 1,000 employees, Trump is feeling the pressure the current administration is placing on foreign trade in the manufacturing sector. Chicago is at the center of the North American market for sheet metal processing. Some 40% of the entire sheet metal processing industry is based in directly neighboring states. For us, North America is one of the most important markets. And in Chicago, we can present our vision for connected production to our customers in the Midwest practically at their doorstep, and work with them to drive connected production in the Industry 4.0 era, said Nicola Leibinger-Camula, chief executive officer of the Trumpf Group, at the facility's opening. The company calls the new facility a smart factory, but the purpose of the production line is to demonstrate the utility of IoT connectivity in a real-world situation. Trumpf increased its sales in the North American market by 14% in the past fiscal year, to $465 million, making the U.S. the company's second-largest market after Germany. The company plans to continue expanding in this market over the long term. Opening the smart factory in Chicago was a strategic move in this endeavor. Our industry needs free markets like people need air to breathe. Free and fair trade, as well as the exchange of specialists and talented individuals, are the only way to improve the standard of living for all people, whether in the U.S., in Germany or elsewhere in the world, stated Leibinger-Camula in a press conference. Nationalism, as we can see only too well in Europe these days, leads to higher production costs, lower product quality and a host of other issues. And consequently, to poorer job prospects. Is Industry 4.0 technology the key to revitalizing the Rust Belt? Should the Trump administration shut out foreign trade? Let us know in the comments below. For more information about Trumpf, visit their website.